in the living. Those called out of darkness in the light are more of a validation of the proof of the ministry of the Apostle Paul than any piece of paper carried around and written upon by men with an ungodly agenda. Watch this. The Corinthians knew that they were a vile and debauched people. They knew they was corrupt. They knew that they were dishonest, living only to fulfill fleshly desires prior to Christ. In other words, they understood that their reputation before Christ preceded them. And now, to live holy speaks volumes of the impact of the gospel to and in their dead lives. Now, it is Christ alone who saves and sanctifies through faithful men like Paul, and this is his commendation and his recommendation necessary to stand before and to lead men towards heaven. Because of you, here's how Paul is saying it. Because of you, Christ is seen and he's known in our ministry, and our ministry is validated because when people see you, they see God in you. And they know, here's what they know. Y'all one of them. Y'all go to second. See, that's how people view you, whether you know it or not. They gonna validate you or view you in Christ based on where you worship. Amen. And so you gotta make sure that if they reading your mail, that they ain't getting a bad picture. Paul says you are written on our hearts, but that's a bam moment. Bam! Because this word written means to be engraved upon. What has happened to you through Christ, I'll never forget it. See, this is how the preacher feels about the saints. I've watched you grow from where you were to where you are. I've watched God change you. I've watched you come out from among them and commit yourself to the Lord Jesus Christ, and it is engraved in my heart, and I can't forget it. As God had engraved the tablets of stone on Mount Sinai, so our hearts have been engraved by you receiving the gospel. Paul's missionary journeys to Corinth, along with Silas and Titus, had turned that place right side up. Amen. The joy of seeing their conversion had been engraved upon their hearts. Look, the miracle of Sinai couldn't compare to the miracle of salvation. Amen. It was a big deal that God wrote on tablets of stone in the wilderness. But it was a greater miracle through the new covenant that God could take a stony, polluted, stinking, dead heart and write his word upon it and called you to be a living creature, a new soul. We need to be excited about what God is doing to wretches like us. Now, I know some of you don't ever want to admit that you used to be a wretch undone. But the Apostle Paul had no problem saying, "Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me?" Amen. When we look at the tablets of stone versus the tablets of our hearts, one is external, pointing only to the fact that I can't obey the law. The other is internal, pointing to the finished work of Christ on the cross and the internal work of the Holy Spirit enabling the believer to live godly in an ungodly world.